You're listening to the WGXE News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman reports that U.S. Representative John Faso will participate in a forum similar to a town hall meeting at 6:30 p.m. August 31st at Esopus Town Hall, organized by the Move Forward New York activist group. Of the 200 seats, 70 will be distributed by Move Forward New York members, 70 by Faso's office, and another 60 tickets will be available at the door, which opens at 6 p.m. Attendees will not get to ask questions, but questions will be written on index cards at the event before 6:20 p.m. There will not be follow-up questions. Faso's office has not said how it will distribute its share of the tickets. Faso has never held a traditional town hall meeting with constituents. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the Greene County Legislature holds a public hearing at 6:25 p.m. August 16th about a proposal to cut spending and raise tuition at Columbia Greene Community College. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors has already approved a $16.26 million 2016-2017 budget, which would be a 2.66% spending decrease. Enrollment is also falling. Quote, "We're trending on a decrease," College President James Campion said. Quote, "The trend is dropping probably about 6 to 7% per year. It's dramatic," end quote. Tuition would rise 3.28%, with full-time students paying $2,268 per semester, a $72 increase, and part-time students paying $189 per credit, a $6 increase. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced August 10th that Prattsville and the city of Rensselaer are getting grants and low-cost loans from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation for local water and wastewater infrastructure projects. The town of Prattsville in Greene County gets $1.45 million, including an $872,672 drinking water grant and a $581,782 zero-interest loan for the development of a new groundwater well to provide required source redundancy for the water system. The city of Rensselaer and Rensselaer County gets $11.9 million, including a $3 million WIIA grant and a $6.65 million zero-interest loan to acquire a portion of the water storage tank and pump station facilities previously constructed and financed by the Rensselaer Water and Sewer Authority. In addition, severely aged and undersized water distribution mains will be replaced throughout the city. And New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was in Fonda in Montgomery County August 10th discussing her Broadband Connections for Rural Opportunities Program Act, a bill she is co-sponsoring with Republican Sherry Moore Capito of West Virginia. The bill would make grant funding available for rural broadband projects in high-need areas to be awarded in combination with the current loan funding available through USDA's Rural Utilities Service. Quote, "There is no doubt anymore that students in today's world must have access to high-speed internet in order to get ahead. But there are still too many families in the Fulton-Montgomery region that lack access to this essential technology," end quote, said Senator Gillibrand. Quote, "The Broadband Connections for Rural Opportunities Program Act would bring much-needed federal funding to rural communities that want to install broadband internet but don't have the resources to do it on their own. I am proud to lead this bipartisan legislation in the Senate, and I urge all New Yorkers to join me in raising their voices about the importance of broadband internet in our rural communities," end quote. The bill was introduced last September and has not moved in the Senate since. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.